This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder, or find a featured all-inclusive package to Generations Riviera Maya Resort and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
Welcome to Unexplained Extra with me, Richard McLean Smith, where for the weeks in between episodes, we look at stories and ideas that for one reason or other didn't make it into the previous show. In last week's episode, In the Shadow of the Mountain, we roamed the Berwyn Mountains in North Wales in search of a mysterious object that some believed crashed there one rainy night back in 1974. The incident has become known, rather unimaginatively, as the Welsh Roswell. However, this isn't only because it dovetails as a supposed UFO event. There are some who say that not only did an alien spacecraft crash into the Berwyn Mountains, but, similar to what some believed occurred at Roswell, the craft was recovered by the British military and remains in their custody to this day. It's a far-fetched story, perhaps, but does lead us to some very interesting and enigmatic military installations that point towards some very mysterious goings-on, indeed. Perhaps none are more enigmatic than RAF Rudlow Manor, considered by some to be Britain's answer to Area 51. At some point following the incident on the Berwyn Mountains, a rumour began to spread in ufologist circles that a mysterious craft had been taken from the mountain and transported under cover of night to a secret underground military facility. A similar claim had been made as far back as 1955, when journalist Dorothy Kilgallen alleged that a British government official revealed to her that the British government had recovered a downed alien spacecraft during World War II and were in the process of examining it. By the 1990s, perhaps owing to it being situated in the mystical county of Wiltshire, but also its proximity to Porton Down, the Ministry of Defence's top secret Defence Science and Technology Laboratory, only 30 miles away, the rumours had begun to centre on RAF Rudlow Manor as a possible location. At the time, like most top secret military facilities, little was known about what actually took place at Rudlow and the wider facility of MOD Corsham, of which it was a part. Despite not much appearing to happen there, the high chain-linked fencing surrounding the site and its heavy security presence, not to mention the peculiar artificial mounds dotted about the place, complete with small doorways that disappeared into them, suggested otherwise. The fact that the facility was known to be sitting above a vast network of underground tunnels only added to the mystery. But what really gave RAF Rudlow an air of almost cinematic intrigue was the beautiful 17th century manor house around which it was built. With its imposing facade and grand stone-pillared entrance gate overlooking the gentle rolling hills of the Wiltshire countryside, it was hard not to wonder just what secrets were being kept and discussed inside. What was known was that the facility had been set up sometime in the 1930s after the British War Department commandeered the nearby tunnels for use as ammunition storage and later for weapons manufacturing. The tunnels, some of which dated back to 1849, were originally part of a quarry network from which a distinct yellow-coloured limestone, known as Bathstone, had been extracted. The stone has been used in buildings throughout the country, most notably in the town of Bath. During the Second World War, the site also housed an underground operations room, responsible for directing RAF aircraft on their missions, as well as a filter room. Staff assigned to the filter room were responsible for filtering whatever intelligence they came across regarding the movements of opposition forces. In 2000, though the wider site surrounding it remained in operation, RAF Rudlow Manor was officially closed down. As such, what exactly had gone on there was destined to disappear into the mist of history, along with the echoes of all the many women and men who'd worked there over the years. But then, in 2010, thanks to the arrival of the full provisions of the Freedom of Information Act in 2005, came a startling revelation. Are you a proud cat person? You love your cat, but that doesn't mean you love having a litter box in your home. Kitty Poo Club takes care of the more unpleasant parts of cat ownership so you can get back to loving your furry friend. Kitty Poo Club is an all-in-one litter box solution designed to be convenient for you. Every month, Kitty Poo Club delivers an affordable, high-quality, recyclable litter box that's pre-filled with the litter of your choice. The boxes are leak-proof, eco-friendly, and have a fun design for every season. And when the month is up, just recycle the box and Kitty Poo Club will automatically deliver a new one to you. No changing used litter and no more cleaning the box. So give yourself the gift that keeps on giving the whole year, a Kitty Poo Club subscription. Right now, Kitty Poo Club is offering you 20% off your first order when you set up AutoShip by going to kittypooclub.com and entering promo code unexplained. Just go to kittypooclub.com and enter promo code unexplained to get 20% off when you set up AutoShip. That's kittypooclub.com and enter promo code unexplained at checkout. According to journalist Dr. David Clark, since the Freedom of Information Act was ratified in 2000, before coming fully into force in 2005, the subject of UFOs were the third most popular subject of inquiry to the Ministry of Defence. In 2008, under the sheer weight of FOI requests, the MOD made the startling decision to release every last UFO file it had ever collated over the years to the National Archive. With the release of the files staggered over the next few years, one set, made public in 2010, immediately caught the eye. One report detailed the story of a scientist whose grandfather had worked as one of Winston Churchill's bodyguards during the Second World War. After the war, the man's grandfather claimed that he'd witnessed Winston Churchill and US President Dwight D. Eisenhower agreeing to cover up a UFO sighting. A mysterious craft had apparently been seen by an entire RAF crew on their way back to the UK from a bombing raid in Germany. The metallic, unidentified object had reportedly approached their plane as they drew near to the English coast, with some of the crew believed to have even taken photos of it. Churchill had allegedly insisted on covering the story up due to his concerns over mass panic and the effect it might have on people's religious beliefs. But what really drew the attention of ufologists and other conspiracy theorists was the document revealing that not only had there long been a government department set up to investigate UFO sightings, a fact long denied by the British Ministry of Defence, but that the department had been based at none other than RAF Rudlow Manor. The department, known as the Flying Complaints Flight, or FCF, was a unit of the RAF police that formed part of Provost and Security Services, whose principal responsibilities were to provide security vetting for numerous government departments. Although the FCF was primarily involved in dealing with complaints of low-flying aircraft or reports of possible aviation accidents, its remit inevitably strayed into UFO sightings. Things only became even more intriguing when in 2004, Burlington Bunker, a vast 35-acre complex located 120 feet under Rudlow Manor and MOD Corsham, was declassified, revealing that the supposed tunnel network under the site was far more substantial than previously thought, comprising roughly 60 miles of tunnels and 2.2 million square feet of space. The bunker, virtually a town in itself, had been built to accommodate up to 4,000 people for up to 3 months in the event of nuclear fallout. In what would have comprised an emergency headquarters for the British government, the bunker also included a fully operational hospital, as well as a BBC broadcasting studio. To date, the Ministry of Defence claimed to have released most, if not all, their UFO files to the National Archive. However, as many have noted, a large number of files from the 1950s and 60s have apparently been destroyed. When 18 files relating to the Rendlesham Forest incident, one of the UK's most well-known apparent UFO encounters, were discovered to be missing from the National Archive, the MOD promised to locate them. Although the files were later added, some were said by the MOD to have been inadvertently destroyed. Today, although RAF Rudlow Manor is no longer in operation, MOD Corsham remains fully active, with a large part of its underground network now home to the intriguingly blandly titled Corsham Computer Centre, which is described rather vaguely as a centre for processing data in support of the Royal Navy. The Rudlow Manor House was put on the market for £2 million and has since been sold off. It isn't known who bought it. If you enjoy Unexplained and would like to help support us, you can now do so via Patreon. To receive access to ad-free episodes, just go to patreon.com/unexplainedpod to sign up. Or if you'd like to make a one-time donation, you can go to unexplainedpodcast.com/support. All donations, no matter how large or small, are greatly appreciated. Unexplained, the book and audiobook, featuring 10 stories that have never before been covered on the show, is now available to buy worldwide. You can purchase through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Waterstones, among other bookstores. All elements of Unexplained, including the show's music, are produced by me, Richard McLean Smith. Please subscribe and rate the show wherever you listen to podcasts, and feel free to get in touch with any thoughts or ideas regarding the stories you've heard on the show. Perhaps you have an explanation of your own you'd like to share. You can reach us online at unexplainedpodcast.com or Twitter at unexplainedpod and Facebook at facebook.com/unexplainedpodcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal.
Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder, or find a featured all-inclusive package to Ocean by H10 Hotels and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.